Good evening, audio boo or boom. Good evening, boomers. Whatever you're called, bloomers. Anyway, still using the old app. I just can't believe that it's one thing after another, because we've just had 2 weeks and a day without phone, well, without landline, internet, or cable TV. Now, yesterday they came to fix it. In the meantime, Obi went to Iceland to do an internet shop. We just had one when it went down, so that was okay. So he went last weekend. So now we're due another one. Now, I did try and use the Tesco's app on my phone, but I didn't get on with it. Whether there's more than one and I was using the wrong one, I don't know. I didn't like it. I found it too slow because it seemed to read out the price of the item before the item. Maybe someone can tell me where I'm going wrong with that, because that made it too slow. I'm used to the website on the laptop where you can just flick down. You see gala apples. If you don't want them, you start to read it. It doesn't have to read out the whole line and you can go down to the next thing. And I've got some very quick ways of moving on to the next item, like I'll press B, add. There's two. I think I'll press B twice because I use JAWS. And that goes to the next two buttons, which is add to wish list. Or, no, add to shopping list or add to cart, not add to cart, add to basket. And then I go down once with the down arrow and it takes me on to the name of the next thing. And you can do that really quickly. So I can flick down a page of like 100 items or whatever in no time. Now, on the phone, I found it took me too long because it read out the price. So I had to then listen to the price and then to find out what it was before I, and then decide I didn't want it before I can move on. Now, I did add a few things, but I lost the will to live. And when I actually looked on later today, I found that I'd added nectarines instead of plums and a couple of other things I didn't want. I added one orange when I'm obviously meant to get one of something else. So it was a complete failure as far as I'm concerned. I have had issues with the website in recent times, since they launched a new website, Tesco's, and I have complained about it, and they said I wasn't the only one. I had an issue where if you wanted to add multiple items, the same item, is where you used to go onto the edit field and backspace the one out and put in a three or whatever. When you backspaced it, it took you to some web page miles away from where you wanted to be, and you couldn't seem to get back to where you were supposed to be. They've semi-fixed that, I think. I tend to not bother doing that now. I tend to, if I want two or three things, I tend to add it three times. Because at least that way I know that, that turns out to be quicker than it ending up in the wrong place. But I think they have fixed it. And 99% of the time, I think it does work now. So today, Ronan and I did a combination of Tesco's. He did some of it on his iPhone on the app because I was doing something else, but it was with my guidance, with him saying, well, what do you want next? And so he did that. And then there were a few things that he passed in my favourites and he didn't want to go back, so I got my laptop out and I added them and everything was fine. And then until we tried to check out. Now, first of all, he tried to check out on the iPhone and it said that the transaction had failed. So I rang the bank. And I knew there was no reason why it should fail at my end. I mean, I had the funds in there. They checked my card. They said everything's fine. They said that they'd put some mark on there, but they said it had been done in error, so they'd taken it off. I don't know what it meant. I can't remember. It was some numbers, two letters and a number. So they said, try again. If it happens again, call us back. So we tried again and it happened again. So I called them back and they said, no, there's nothing wrong with your card. Maybe there's a timeout error. Maybe it's a technical problem at their end. Maybe there's too many people trying to use it at the same time. Give it a while, try again. So I gave it a while and this time I tried it on my laptop twice, three times, no luck. So I phoned Tesco's and I spent ages, more than half an hour on the phone to them. They got me to do various things like go into my account, take out my account details and put them in. When I went to the payment page, put them in again. Use Google Chrome instead of Internet Explorer or whatever it is. I don't know, because I didn't do that bit. Ronan did it. Basically, nothing worked. So they said, well, it might be very busy this time. Try again about 8 o'clock and we'll call you at 8:15. And see if I will call you at 8:15. Well, guess what? I tried at 5 to 8. I haven't, and it didn't work. I have now lost my slot because I kept extending it. I now can't get any shopping tomorrow because that was the only slot available, 10 to 11. Well, the one, I mean, I don't know if there were any later because Ronan did that bit, but there might have been some later, like at 9 o'clock at night, which I don't ever want again. Because the last time I had one at 7 to 6 to 8, it ended up turning up at 10:30. So and they got some things wrong. There was quite a lot not available. I vowed I'm never going to do that again. So now I'm at the situation where I lost my slot, I still couldn't check out, and nobody called me. So I've had to give up on it for now, and I don't really know what to do. The bank say there's no reason why my card is not going through. You know, I've drawn money out with it yesterday. I used it to make a card payment to British Gas yesterday. Because as usual, they cocked things up. A couple of weeks ago, they tried to take my direct debit when I'd made a card payment, even though they should have known that it had been called for the week before. So the bank recalled the payment, and in doing so, they cancelled my direct debit. So that was due to go out yesterday, so I called them, paid it by card, which was fine, and set up my direct debit again. So therefore, I know my card is fine. I just don't understand what's going on. I'll have to try again tomorrow, I suppose, but it's a bit of an inconvenience. I just can't believe that, you know, the internet's fixed and now I've got some other issue. Now here comes Pinky. Good evening, Pinky. Pinky's got a cold. All my cats have got colds. It's nothing serious. I think they haven't all got them, but they've all had them. It's just like a snuffle. They'll go and sneeze, but they're all eating. They're not ill. I was going to rush them up the vets, and then Toothbucker Boo Boo was the first to have it, and he's gone now. Now she's got it. She sneezed right over his face yesterday. Ronan's got a terrible cold. I've got something. It's not a cold as in I sneeze a lot. I've sneezed about 3 times, I think, but I've got headache, like sinus. My nose feels tingly, like I want to sneeze. I've got a slight sore throat, a bit of a cough, tickly cough. Don't feel great. I just feel a bit under the weather, a bit like I might have a temperature, a bit achy. Pinky, she said, I don't feel too good either. Don't sneeze in my face, will you? Obi's working. He's got a job, and it's on a construction site in Oxford Street. It could be for quite a while, unless something better comes along, in which case he will take it. He's got the possibility of something that would be better paid and will be for 4 years. So he's going to see about that tomorrow. But in the meantime, he's leaving care work because he's had enough, as I've said before. So this is a regular job, weekdays, from 7:30 till 5. Pay's not great, but it's okay. It's better than care work. And basically, at least it's regular. It's going to be strange to not have him here in the day, in the week, but I'll get used to it. At least it'll be no more night crap. It's going to be very early starts for him. And I will be quite lonely at first, I think. Well, Ronan's here, but he keeps himself some of the time. And, you know, he's probably going to be working sooner or later. So, it's just going to be me and the animals. And that's okay. At least he'll be coming home every night. And at least he doesn't have to work weekends, which is good. But I suppose I've had it easy with him not working all the time, just days here and days there. And I'm probably going to have a little bit of a culture shock now. But, hey-ho, that's the way it goes. Pinky, What do you think about it all? She said, I'll be glad when he's not here. She doesn't like him. She's scared of him. I think it's because he... When he first came here... when she used to be out when, at night time, it'll be like I'm sitting on the bed and she's curled up with me, and he would always pick her up to put her back in the room. It's because I wasn't, like at the beginning of the year, I wasn't really that well. So the onus fell on him to make sure the cats were all in the room at night. And he had to sometimes devise ways of catching her because she didn't want to go back in. She's actually quite good at going back in now. She asked to go back in most of the time. But that's where it stems from, that she runs when she sees him. If she comes up the stairs and she'll look through the banisters, because you can see like the through the balustrade as she comes up the stairs. If she sees him sitting on the bed, she'll look at him and she'll run back downstairs. She's getting a bit better, but she's quite nervous when people come. She's very timid. She only really actually likes me. And we don't know where she came from. She might have been ill-treated by men. She was found 50 foot up a tree, just waving in the autumn winds. In November, it would be 2 years ago this November. She's only a little thing. She held on up there all day till my nephew and his friend climbed up and got her down and put her in a food waste bin and took her to my mum's. And she was very traumatised for ages. She wasn't at all friendly. And just after that, like about 6 weeks after that, we had the fire and I moved to my mum's, and she took me out. She said, come and see this little cat. And I said, oh, she feels a bit like Dottie. Dottie was the one I lost. But she kept saying, come out and see her, come out and see her. And she said to me the other day, you didn't want to see her. You weren't very interested at first. And I said, it was because I was too upset, you know. I think the fire had a delayed reaction on me. I think I didn't feel it straight away. I think it really hit me one day when we had to come back here. I'd been back here loads of times, but we had to come back here when the company were clearing everything out. The insurance company's clearance people. And they said they fixed a day for us to come back to salvage anything we wanted to keep. And they gave us masks to wear. I didn't wear mine. I probably should have done, but... And we bought some food down here and we sat outside to eat it. It was the end of January and it was freezing. Excuse me. And it was like a picnic, and we said it's the most miserable picnic we'd ever had. We bought a flask of tea and it was horrible. And I really cried that day. I can remember ringing Obi and really crying. I think it hit me. Especially when the housing people came round. When we got here, we found a letter on the doormat to say they'd be visiting this day. I mean, they knew I wasn't here, so why write to me here? And luckily we were here when they called, and they asked me if I wanted to come back here, and I said yes. We'd all decided that we'd like to come back. And I said, well, you will let me come back. And I thought they might start blaming me. I thought it was an accident and say, we can't come back. They were a bit uncertain about it. They just said, well, yeah, I don't see why not, or something like that. But it wasn't definite enough for me, and I got really upset. And I think it's just the whole thing just hit me. After they'd gone, I was really upset. And I think the whole thing just hit me then. And that was like 4 weeks later. Pinky. I think it just suddenly dawned on me, and the thought that I might have to be unsettled and go somewhere else. She's right in my face. Look, just because you've got a cold and I've got one, but it's not the same one because we can't intercatch things. Can we? No, I've got a bit of a sore throat. And this little cat, you're not purring as loud as normal, is it because you've got cold? Ah, stop it. She's headbutting me. You're very quiet today. Have you not got your loud purr anymore? Has it gone with the... Is it all snotted up, is it? She said, oh, don't be so disgusting. All right. Now, don't tread on my phone, because you're going to... I think the battery's low. Let me see. Low battery, come up. I don't think it did. I don't know, it might have done. She's definitely not purring her loud self. Let's see if I can get her to do it. She's doing it a bit, but I think she's got, must have a blocked nose. Oh, she's lost the bit. It's gone. Where's it gone? Are you sure you're the right cat? You've got a collar on. You're the only one of my cats with a collar on. It's a white collar with pink spots, of course. Isn't it? You're not purring so loud today. It's because you've got a cold. You've got a little cold in your nose, haven't you? Don't butt the phone. Normally she'd be going by now. That's it. Tread on my hair. Anyway, I better go. She's going up and down on my head now. It's a funny little thing you are. She's very much like the cat I lost in the fire, actually. She's very, very similar. She's a different colour. She's slightly smaller. She's like a pinky colour, like what you call ginger, but she's not like a reddish ginger. She's paler than that and white. And my other cat, Dottie, was black and white. And she had a lot of white on her. And I had the same purr. She's got the very same similar characteristics. It's really weird. She's definitely not purring properly. Oh, she mustn't be feeling well. Must you? Might not be feeling well. I'll be glad when your purr comes back, then I know you're better. If they start going off their food, I will take them to the vets. But so far, none of them have. That's a bit like, so if they don't stop eating, it's a bit like taking them to the vets, like us going to the doctors with a cold. Basically, they wouldn't want to see us with a common cold, would they? But if it starts affecting their chest or anything, I will take them. Obviously. Wouldn't I, Pix? Oh, now the battery thing's come up. I heard that now. Oh, shut up. Oh, for goodness sake. What is wrong with me? Oh, I guess me and you are both a bit under the weather, aren't we, Pinks? Aren't we? Yeah, she said we are. We are. She's just sitting on the top of my pillow. I'll be itching my eyes in a minute and I will be starting to sneeze. Anyway, I'm not in bed. I'm just laying on my bed being lazy. I've got to go downstairs now and do stuff. She's jumped down. Okay, then, I just thought we'd come on here and rant a little bit about... I don't know whose fault it is, whether it's Tesco's... I don't know. I don't think it's Barclays, and I don't think it's my card. But I don't know why. Every time it goes to verified by Visa, it kicks it back. Although it actually looks like it's going through. Maybe it's with verified by Visa, I don't know. But I haven't changed anything on there or done anything differently, so I'm really clueless about all this. It's never happened like this before. I might have had the odd time when it didn't go through, but never persistently like this. Oh, she's made my nose itch now, see? Ah. Anyway, I will speak to you soon, all of you. Oh, one thing I was going to say is if you... got any complaints about the new Audio Boom app, try and address them in your title, try and send it to them, tag them in it, because otherwise all these boos that people are putting up are going unheard, and then it's a bit pointless because Audio Boo aren't going to know what we really think. If they don't listen to them, that's one thing, but they will at least have somebody who sees them. So even if they don't listen to them, if you put in the title what it's about and tag them, they should have a pretty good idea that people aren't happy. Whether they care or not, of course, is quite another matter. And whether they're going to ever do anything about it, I don't know. But we can but try. So anyway, I love you and leave you. Bye for now.